Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 20th of June. Is Tom Pidcock the best descender in the world? Well, he has raised the bar once again. The British star took on Germany's Rossfeld Panorama Road in a breathtaking Red Bull stunt, clocking speeds up to 95 km per hour in a twisty descent. But that wasn't enough. Hooked up at a motorbike on a second run, Pidcock pushed the limit even further, hitting a staggering 115 km per hour. Filmed with the help of Dakar Rally champion Matthias Wöckner, the footage cements Pidcock's status as one of the sport's best and bravest descenders. It's not the first time he's flown downhill to glory. Just think back to the Col du Galibier Masterclass in the 2022 Tour de France. Afghanistan will host its first women's road cycling championship since 2022, but not on the home soil. Instead, the event is set to take place in France in partnership with the French Cycling Federation and the UCI. It marks a significant moment, especially given the Taliban's ongoing ban on women's sports inside Afghanistan. Many of the competitors are refugees who fled and now are training in Europe. They will contest national titles across elite and under 23 category, reunited at the start line, representing their homeland from afar. The championships aren't just about medals, they are a statement. For these women, riding together again is a beacon of hope and resilience, and a reminder to the world that Afghanistan's female athletes still dare to dream. The Project One Cycling initiative, backed by the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, is pushing to overhaul the World Tour with new races across America and the Middle East and a potential €250 million investment at its back. Recently, the UCI dealt a blow, rejecting their bid to include their races in the 2026 World Tour, citing governance incompatibility and a lack of sporting coherence. But the One Cycling project is not dead yet. In their opinion, pro cycling is on a precipice and insist their plan, designed to pair top rivals more often and unlock new revenue streams, is still alive. We now wait to see if the UCI and ASO will engage or not, or if the One Cycling pushes ahead regardless, sparking a battle over the future of the peloton. This was your cycling news on Friday, the 20th of June. Remember, Grace Brown will give us her unclipped opinion on Monday, and we'll have a full cycling podcast on Wednesday.